Scoop. True stories that have made headlines. April 1820. Cater Street conspiracy exposed. Arthur Thistlewood condemned to death for high treason.
Ah, good, Edwards. You've come. Sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Warwick.
Well, have you considered my proposition?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well?
From what I can make out, sir, this Arthur Thistlewood is a dangerous fanatic.
Precisely. A dangerous fanatic. He's conceived a plan to turn Britain into a republic. He has a handful of followers, but no resources. And in normal times, we'd dismiss him and allow him to go ahead with his plans, which promise nothing more than disaster and his death. But these are not normal times, Mr. Edwards.
Ah, you mean the Sparfield riots, sir?
Precisely. The people are unsettled at the moment. A man like Thistlewood could well prove a danger.
In that case, sir, why didn't you arrest him?
Ah, certainly not, Edwards. The government have decided to let them mature their plans, and then anticipate them in the act, thus being able to arraign them on a charge of high treason and carrying the death penalty, rather than to halt the plot.
I see.
And that is why we want you to join Thistlewood. Become one of his followers, and then keep us closely informed of his plans.
Yes, but if he found out, it could mean my death.
You'll be handsomely rewarded, Edwards. Well, I believe Thistlewood plans to strike soon. If you make it known that you sympathize with him, he'll accept you. It's up to you to keep a step ahead of him, Edwards. And as I said, we'll reward you handsomely.
Very well, then.
Splendid! Now, find out all you can and keep in touch with us. And the best of luck, Edwards.
Cabby!
Evening to you, sir. Whoa, steady on.
I'm a stranger to London, cabby. I want to get to this address on this paper here. Do you know it?
Yes. I know it. Hop in, Governor. Look under the floor mat. Instructions there.
Thank you, cabby.
Get up. Get up there. Come on now, get up.
Under the floor mat. Ah, yes. There it is. Now, let's see. Fox's Court, Gray's Inn Lane. Tomorrow night, 10 sharp. Whistle twice and give password.
Who is it?
Plummy and Slam.
All right. He's waiting.
It's truth, it's dark. Can't you show a glimmer?
Instructions. No light. Most particular.
Mm. Yeah, where's the room?
Down the passage. Left. Fourth door. No need to knock. He's expecting you.
Nice. Fourth door. Left. This must be it.
Good evening, Mr. Edwards.
Good evening.
Come in and shut the door. Take this chair here by the fire. It's a bitter night, isn't it?
Yes, it is. London at its worst.
In more ways than one, eh, Mr. Edwards? London, a city of infinite promise in the cold grip of winter. And in the grip of something more serious.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Let us be honest with each other, Mr. Edwards. No breath of what is spoken here leaves these four walls.
What do you want me to say?
You are a cautious man, Mr. Edwards, just as well. Suits my purpose all the better. I cannot have men who are indiscreet. They're not easy to find, believe me, men of your type.
I find that puzzling. How do you know what type of man I am?
I have ways of finding out.
Oh, I see.
In this dossier here are details of your life.
What?
Your interests, your occupation, your hobbies. Everything about you is in here, Mr. Edwards. Everything. It's taken me 18 months to compile this. To glance through it is like reading into your very soul.
I see. And the source of your information?
You must permit me my secrets, Mr. Edwards. You must permit me my secrets.
But why have you gone to all that trouble?
I'm looking for men of your type. Men to assist me with a project I have in mind. Men who are discreet, as you have proved yourself to be. Men who are intelligent, ruthless. Who will stop at nothing if the stakes are
high. Oh, now look here, Mr. Wilson.
It's all here, Mr. Edwards, in this dossier. You have no secrets? None?
Oh. Well, go on. What do you want with me?
Your help.
My help?
Yes. Which I'm prepared to pay. Handsomely.
What help do you want?
Before I answer that question, Mr. Edwards, may I ask you one? Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Well?
Arthur Thistlewood.
Good. How do you know?
Well, I've heard you speaking. I've attended your meetings. I was at Spa Fields during the riots, and outside Newgate Prison when they released you.
Indeed. Very interesting. I take it, then, that you share my political convictions.
Well, doesn't it say so in that dossier of yours? Would you have asked me here this evening if I didn't?
I think I'm going to like you, Mr. Edwards.
Well, shall we get down to business, sir? You said you wanted my help. You said you were prepared to pay for it. Handsomely was the way you expressed it. Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to kill the Prime Minister.
What?
And Lord Sidmouth, the Duke of Wellington, and the rest of the cabinet.
But I mean, kill them.
Kill every one of them. And when we've done it, seize the principal bank and barracks. Set up a government of the people, of which I will be the leader.
You are serious, sir.
Do I look as if I jest?
But it's a fantastic plan.
If it worked in France, the people rose, and look what happened. They couldn't be stopped.
Yes, but France isn't England.
There is little difference, Edwards. Workless crowds have already demonstrated against the government, and the death of the king is fanning the flame. They need someone to lead them. I am that person.
And your first move is the destruction of the cabinet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to strike. Now. Now! But I need men. Men I can trust. Well, Mr. Edwards?
Well, I mean,
think of the prize. A position of trust in the new cabinet I'll form. You'll do it.
Yes. Yes, I'll come in with you.
Good. Excellent. Bring your chair closer, Mr. Edwards. That's it. Come on, closer. Now, before we strike the final blow, I must know the movements of the members of the cabinet. I've got to know where they're going to be, at what times, their plans, everything.
Yes, well, that won't be easy. They guard themselves.
Of course it won't be easy, but such matters can be managed with subtlety and intelligence. For instance, Mr. Edwards, Harrowby, the president of the council, is under observation already.
What?
You were surprised, eh?
Well, but how? I mean...
One of my men, Charles Brunt, is working in his very house.
Oh, I see.
He has been here for the past 6 months. Every movement that Harrowby makes is reported to me here. Here. His dossier. See how thick it is.
I congratulate you, Mr. Thistlewood.
Yes, indeed. Brunt is one of my best men. And he has been a veritable mine of information.
Help us, Mr. Brunt. The things folks do these days.
What's up, Mrs. Pollitt?
Crowds demonstrating in Edgware Road. Can you believe that? Demonstrating they were. Shouting and shaking their fists.
Demonstrating? But what about, Mrs. Pollitt?
Lord love you, Mr. Brunt. They were just demonstrating. A fashion from France, you might call it.
It's about the accession of the new king. I'm told he's very unpopular.
Ah, well, I can't say I hold with his carryings on. But he behaves no worse than other men.
Speaking personally, Mrs. Pollitt, I think there's going to be trouble. Serious trouble.
Trouble?
Revolution.
Revolution?
Now, steady on. I'm only speaking personally.
You mean the people would...
You said you saw them demonstrating in Edgware Road, didn't you?
Well, yes.
And you did call it a fashion from France, didn't you?
I suppose so.
Well, then.
Do you mean to tell me, Mr. Brunt, that respectable English people would... Revolution?
Why not, Mrs. Pollitt? Not that I hold with such things, of course, but they have their reasons. Poverty.
Oh, but... Do you think they really would?
Suffering folk can be driven to anything, Mrs. Pollitt.
Well, now...
But you mustn't worry yourself about this, Mrs. Pollitt. No harm would come to you.
But what of the master? He's president of the council and a man high up in political circles. What of him? If there were a revolution, what
would... The main thing is, Mrs. Pollitt, the innocent likes of us wouldn't be harmed.
You know, Mr. Brunt, I'm beginning to see things clearer now.
See things clearer? What do you mean?
Well, it's confidential, and I don't suppose that I should...
Oh, come now, Mrs. Pollitt, you can tell me. After all, I work here.
Well, yes, Mr. Brunt, of course you do. This morning I was up in the master's study, and I heard him making special arrangements for an evening conference of the cabinet.
This evening?
Yes. Now, I ask you, why would he do that if they weren't expecting trouble of some kind, eh?
This conference, did you know when it was to be held?
Well, I wasn't especially interested, Mr. Brunt. But now, what date did he mention? Yes, I remember, the 23rd.
February the 23rd? Are you certain?
Well, it doesn't matter if I'm wrong, but no, it was the 23rd.
And where was this conference to be held, then?
Here, in this house.
Here?
But why are you so interested?
Oh, well, it's going to be a big occasion, Mrs. Pollitt. A big occasion. A conference here? The Prime Minister will be coming.
And it'll mean a lot of work for us, Mr. Brunt. Now, don't you go mentioning what I've said, not to a living soul. I wouldn't want any trouble here on my account.
Of course, Mrs. Pollitt, of course. I wouldn't mention this to a soul.
Who is it?
Come in, Slim. Come on. Come on, open up.
Where is he? Oh, wait a minute, Brunt. Wait a minute. Steady on. What do you want?
Oh, to see him. Where is he?
I don't know. He's not here.
Look, if you know where he is, tell me. You must. It's important.
If he wanted you to know where he was, he'd have told you. So go on. Clear out.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let go of me.
Where is he?
No, I...
Come on. Where is he?
You'll kill me if I tell
you. Where is he?
Hartford. George Inn. Let go of me.
Ah, George Inn, Hartford.
You mustn't go. You mustn't.
I am going. Just as fast as my horse can lay hoofs to the ground. Ho there! Landlord, ho there! Open up!
What is it?
I have news for one of your guests. Open up!
Oh, there's never any peace. Wait there!
Hurry!
Oh, come on. Come on.
Well, what is it? Who do you want to see?
Mr. Thistlewood. He's here?
Well, yes, but
all right, Turner. I'll see the gentleman.
Oh, I didn't see you there, sir.
You may leave us. We'll be quite all right.
Very well, sir. Good night.
Well, Brunt, what is it? Why are you here?
Safe to talk here?
Yes.
The ministers are to meet for dinner at Harrow's on the 23rd.
All of them?
Yes, special conference.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, this is heaven sent. We strike once and wipe them out. Eliminate the whole cabinet. This is more than I ever dreamed of. But we must lay our plans carefully. Nothing must go wrong.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Thistlewood?
Yes, Edwards. Sit down. I have splendid news.
Oh, news, sir?
You must join me in a glass of sherry, Edwards.
Oh.
There you are. A toast to our success. With one blow, we are going to eliminate the entire British cabinet, Edwards. With one blow, like that. It is a heaven-sent opportunity. Oh, this is more than I ever dreamed would happen. One blow, Edwards. Do you believe in fate? Fate will do you?
Well,
fate is working on our side. When I made my plans, I never in my wildest moments of optimism foresaw this happening. The birds will be in one nest. They will come together for our benefit. Our benefit, Edwards.
I don't understand, sir.
Remember I told you that Brunt was working at Harrowby's?
Yes.
Well, on the 23rd, there'll be a special conference of the cabinet at Harrowby's residence.
What?
The entire cabinet will be there. I tell you, Edwards, this is a heaven-sent opportunity. Of course, it must be planned with great care. And I have thought up the perfect plan, Edwards. The perfect plan. Perkins will deliver a dispatch case to the front door. When the butler opens the door, Ings, Brunt, Tint and Davidson will attack him. They will cut down the servants before they can give the alarm. You, Edwards, you will be privileged.
Privileged, sir?
You will accompany me to the dining room. And it will be our pleasure to kill the ministers.
Oh, I see.
Surprise will be on our side. And they will be lulled into a false sense of security by fine wine and rich food. It shall be easy. I prefer swords to pistols.
Ah, we must make sure and take both, sir.
Of course, Edwards, of course. We must make sure. I have given instructions that the men meet here and then proceed to their various tasks. You can see that I have a veritable armory over there, Edwards.
Yes, blunderbusses, knives, swords, pistols.
And enough ammunition to slay the entire British army. I believe in doing a job well, Edwards.
Yes, I can see that, Mr. Thistlewood.
Just think. Just think. On the 24th, it will all be over. The cabinet slain, the king our prisoner, and me. And you, Edwards, you as well, in charge. Revolution, and the country ours.
I hope that nothing goes wrong, sir.
What can go wrong? Nothing. We are the only people who know of this plan. So don't worry yourself on that score, Edwards. Nothing can go wrong.
Mr. Edwards has arrived, sir.
Splendid. Send him through.
Very well, sir. Will you come this way, sir? Oh,
thank you. Well, Edwards, it's good to see you. Sit down, sit down. Ah, cigar? Yeah. Thank you. There you are. Ah, well, Mr. Warwick, what's the news,
Well, that's my question, Edwards. What's your news?
Well, you know mine. Thistlewood strikes tonight.
You have told them? Of course, officially. At first they wouldn't believe me. That kind of thing didn't happen in this country. Then when they finally accepted it as fact, my old friend Wellington wanted to shoot it out with a brace of fists.
These men aren't to be trifled with, Mr. Warwick. This whole business has been superbly organized. They have spies everywhere. Thistlewood may be a fanatic, but he's as cunning as the devil. Don't forget that.
He may be clever, Edwards, but not clever enough to suspect you, You've done an amazing job, working among the stoats and not one of them suspicious.
Well, let's start crowing when it's all over, sir.
Oh, come, come, Edwards. What can go wrong? We've everything completely under control.
Yes, but...
The cabinet a meeting at Lord Liverpool's house in Westminster.
But if Harrowby's house is deserted, sir, they'll suspect... Spies have it under observation the whole time, and believe me, if Thistlewood suspects a traitor amongst his men, all of us will die. That's the kind of man he is.
But, my dear fellow, Harrowby's home will be a hive of activity. Carriages will be arriving, but there will be no cabinet ministers. They will be my men, all with a job to do.
Oh, good.
Tell me, are you still meeting at that hayloft in Cato Street?
Yes, everything remains as I reported. We attack at 8. And the men will be heavily armed.
And so shall we.
Good. Well, I'd better be getting back then. He may wonder where I am. Goodbye, Mr. Warwick.
Goodbye, Edwards. And the best of luck.
We have some moments in hand, gentlemen. So let us go through everything from the beginning. Smith?
Sir.
What are your duties?
Well, I...
Come, man, come, quickly now.
I must keep Harrowby's under observation. Anything unusual, I report to Barnes.
Good. Birkin?
Sir?
You deliver the dispatch case to the front door. When the butler opens it, Ings, Brunt, Tint and Davidson will take over. You gentlemen have been given your instructions. Cut down the servants before they can raise the alarm. This must be done silently with knives and swords. Edwards and the others will proceed to the dining room, where the gentleman concerned will be enjoying a hearty repast.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Any questions?
If we're surprised, sir, we must shoot it out.
You won't be surprised. But should it happen, you must shoot to kill. One final word, gentlemen. When we have successfully accomplished our mission at Grosvenor Square, we will form ourselves into an orderly group. An orderly group, gentlemen. And march on to Mansion House. In this way, we will gather supporters as we go.
What about the Bow Street runners?
Once the people know what we have done, the runners will be unable to handle them. One more thing. Ing?
Yes, sir?
You have remembered the bag?
It is here, sir.
Good. Once Castlereagh, Sidmouth and Wellington have been killed,
Their heads will be placed in the bag and displayed at Mansion House.
Oh, splendid idea.
This will convince the people, if nothing else will. Yes. Ah, well, gentlemen, the time has come for us to move. Take your weapons, and you all know what your tasks are.
Stand where you are!
The window! Break the window!
Oh, no, you don't!
Oh, yes, I do!
Hold him, then! Hold him!
Stand aside! If you haven't a hope, this will work. The place is surrounded! But you! You, you traitor spy! Not so fast, little worm!
Die so easily, Edwards!
Take that! Hold him!
Go in there, sir! Quick, go in there! Stop him! Hit him in that door! After him!
There he goes! Go on this way!
Any sign of him?
Run down here. Any luck, Bert?
No, sir.
Him with the man, Constable.
Yeah? Edward, you go down this way and...
I saw where he went to, mister. I saw.
Where?
What's it worth? Valuable information should be worth.
£100.
Hmm. Where did he go? Come on. Which way?
Through that door yonder and upstairs. Yes, you'll find him, mister. But don't forget the money. No. Don't forget Pike's the name. Yes. Mrs. Emily.
You'll go through the door and up the stairs. Right, we'll surround the whole area.
Don't forget the money. No. Valuable information.
You come with me. Right, there's the rest of you go round there and here.
Right, sir.
Come on, Edwards.
Yes.
Door's open. The stairs.
Shh.
What now? Leads to an attic. Look, there he is. What? Stop! Stop! You can't get away! Stop or I'll fire!
Don't be a fool, Thistlewood! The entire building's surrounded!
Cast you, Edwards! All my plans destroyed because of you!
Come forward and then try any tricks. That's better. I'll throw down your arms. Throw them down!
There. And may the devil take you and yours, George Edwards. If I hadn't placed my trust in you, I would have succeeded!
Quiet!
Bah! I had everything. Everything here in my hands. And this happens, thanks to traitors and blabbing fools!
Down the stairs, Thistlewood, quickly now. My men are waiting.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.